Reading for November 3rd, entitled, Take Your Stand on Christ's Side. The trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. To the angels, the course followed by human beings seems strangely inconsistent. They see how plainly degradation is revealed on the side of unbelief and indulgence of appetite. They see how untiringly Satan is working to destroy the image of God in man. They wonder why beings, dependent on their Creator for every breath they draw, act so unreasonably and inconsistently, why they choose the side of the one who crucified Christ and who has filled the world with strife and envy and jealousy. Christ is the Lord our righteousness. Let us take our stand on His side now, just now. Let none be ashamed to acknowledge Christ as their Savior, their Counselor, their Guide, and their exceeding great reward. Is this sacrificing anything? Is it an honor to be numbered among Satan's army? Those who make this choice gain nothing. Only death, eternal death, awaits them. Let those who are tempted to choose the world, to strive to gain the recognition of the world, remember that unless they choose Christ here, they will not have the recognition of heaven. Tempted ones, whom have you chosen as your leader? Come to Christ just as you are, weak, helpless, and ready to die. Cast yourselves wholly on His mercy. There is no difficulty within or without that cannot be conquered in His strength. Some have stormy tempers, but He who calmed the stormy sea of Galilee can say to your heart, if you repent, peace be still. There is no nature that Christ cannot subdue, no temper so stormy that He cannot quell it, if the heart is surrendered to His keeping. No one need despond who commits his soul to Jesus. We have an all-powerful Savior. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you can say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3. In the future life we shall understand things that here greatly perplex us. We shall realize how strong an opponent we had, and how angels of God were commissioned to guard us as we followed the counsel of the Word of God. Christ tells us that our sea will not always be smooth. We shall have tribulation. This is a part of our education, necessary to the formation of a strong, symmetrical character. Taken from manuscript 130, dated November 3, 1903, entitled, Christ Stilling the Tempest.